may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. Well, happy Easter. Easter Day is all about us, in a way. Easter Day, the day of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, is all about God giving us life once again. New life, life in Christ. But it happened from and because of the total, the absolute love that he has for us, each and every one of us. It's all about his extreme depth of love, his extreme depth of faithfulness, and his forgiveness and acceptance. God's love is the pure, unlimited, unconditional love there is. Jesus' resurrection is the ultimate love story between God and us, between God and you and me. God allowed Jesus to come to earth for us, to be born just like we are, just like us, and then to teach, to heal, and to love and forgive, to show us our Creator, our true God, his true nature, also to show us God's will and God's ways, also to suffer, to die, but then to rise for us. When I was reading the lessons, I thought, I'm gonna kind of say the first line in the collect. O God, who for our redemption gave your only begotten Son to the death of the cross, and by his glorious resurrection delivered us from the power of our enemy. Our enemy is sin. We know that. But now, just for a second, let's think about his glorious resurrection. Why is Jesus' resurrection glorious? Think about it. Why is it glorious? Well, first of all, because of the outcome. We are delivered. We are saved. We are redeemed. We are reconciled. We are forgiven. And we are loved by our God, no matter what. All of Jesus's, his entire birth, life, death, and resurrection was done and accomplished for us, for our salvation. It was Jesus's self-total, self-giving life, stemming from his love of God and for us. We need WD-40 on that door. That's why it's glorious. Jesus' resurrection, it worked. It happened. It's real. And now we are to have no fear because we belong to God. We are his. And he is faithful. He never abandons us. Jesus Christ, our Savior, makes God accessible. All we need to do, though, but there is a but. All we need to do is say, yes, Lord, I believe. But we are also to mean it. It's to be an honest, genuine, and true statement, and also a way of life. Jesus brings us back into relationship with God, our Father. We are his children, so it's a close relationship, a personal relationship, a familiar relationship. By Jesus' life, we know how very much our God loves us. And by Jesus' life, we are to learn and know that we are to love God above all. Jesus, his crucifixion was our worst, actually all people's, our worst and most torturous sin against God. but by his love, his crucifixion, redeemed us. By his love, his crucifixion was made into perfect forgiveness, perfect acceptance, and an invitation to a new life-giving love, a true love from God to us, from us to God, and from us to each other. So, okay, now what? We are here. We are praying. We are worshiping. We are having devotions to our God. We know it's a special day, but every single day of our life is a special day in Christ. So here's the question. Here's the challenge. After we leave here today, do we forget? Do we go on our own ways, behaving in our usual fashion, or do we decide, well, maybe I'm going to change because we have been with the Lord? Will we accept Jesus' gift and live in and through his resurrected life? Is it important to us? Living a Christ-like resurrected life requires discipline, dependence, and devotion. The discipline of having holy attitudes towards God and all people. See if you recognize these fruits. Love, peace, joy, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control, goodness, kindness, and patience. That's imitating Jesus. And then dependence. Dependence on God, trusting in him, turning to him rather than ourselves, thinking that, oh, well, I don't need God, I know what's best. It's when we turn to God, following his will and his way, and learning how to wait and listen for his will and his way. Imitating Jesus. And then devotion. The worshiping of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, privately and also together. Sharing all of what God has done for us, for everyone. Loving him enough to choose to live Jesus' resurrected life. Once again, imitating Jesus. So as always, each new day, we have a choice. We kind of have a challenge. And I was thinking about the whole week when I was finishing up this sermon, and I thought of the two criminals that were crucified next to our Lord. So like the two criminals who were crucified on either side of Jesus, I thought to myself, they kind of represent human nature. First of all of us sin. So we're all criminals against God. All of us sin. But then, what else? Well, the first one continued to mock Jesus. He even was sarcastic, had kind of like an attitude, and said, well, aren't you the Christ? Save yourself, save us. What's up with this? You're the Christ, do it. But Jesus was saving them and all of us. But no one understood at that time. But then how about the second criminal, the second sinner? Well, he realized he deserved what he got. He realized he had sinned. And finally, he decided to depend on God through Jesus Christ and have his own true devotion and worship right then and right there in the midst of being crucified. And he said to Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And like that second criminal and any sinner who turns to Jesus, he will say, you will be with me in paradise. And that's a promise from Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And he never breaks his promise. So if you'd like to, I'd like to read the Kav one more time. We can do it together. O God, who for our redemption gave your only begotten Son to the death of the cross,
and by his glorious resurrection delivered us from the power of our enemy, grant us so to die daily to sin, that we may evermore live with him in the joy of his resurrection. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God,